Chapter 27, The Equal Rights Amendment, Introduction. As the United States struggled with the issue of civil rights, another issue of rights began to attract attention: equal rights or equal opportunities for women. As with African American civil rights, the movement for women's rights has been part of American politics since the Revolution. It too gained momentum following the Civil War. One accomplishment was the 19th Amendment, 1920, which gave women the right to vote. Several states had granted them that right earlier. Advocates for women's rights also proposed an amendment guaranteeing equality of rights for women. First introduced in Congress in 1923, the amendment was introduced every year thereafter and passed and submitted to the states finally in 1972, with a deadline for ratification of March 22, 1979. The amendment read, Section 1, Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Section 2, The Congress shall have the power to enforce, by appropriate legislation, the provisions of this article. Section 3. This amendment shall take effect 2 years after the date of ratification. 35 of the necessary 38 states ratified the amendment before opposition to it, led largely by Phyllis Schlafly, stalled the process. Under pressure from women's groups like the National Organization for Women, Congress extended the ratification deadline, but the amendment never passed. The Florida House of Representatives passed the amendment several times, but the Senate did not, rejecting it by a vote of 16-4, 22 against, a week before the extension deadline.